8:39. All right, so, you know, we're always talking about fast food, right?
Right.
All right. When's the last time you ate slow food? I mean, slow food.
I mean, is that at home, or do you mean like crock pot, or what do you mean
well,
exactly?
Well, Michael Pollan is the author of a book called Food Rules. And he says fast food chains basically took the world by storm in the late 20th century, so now slow food is trying to make a comeback. He's the slow food movement, something we should all get on board with. The movement started in Italy and celebrates the virtues of the disappearing slow life. Now, you see, you're a single person, Kat, so you can do that. It's just me and Jackie. I could do that. Chase, you, on the other hand, probably would have a problem doing slow food.
Well, for any number of reasons.
Yeah.
Aside from the fact that, you know, in our house we have two little mouths who, when they wanted it 5 minutes ago.
Sure, oh. Sure.
And just the fact that it smacks of effort.
Yeah.
I definitely wouldn't market it as slow food. Well, I would market it as, like, traditional dining.
Well, what they're calling it, see, the slow food is a tradition where the meal is served in a communal style, okay? It's the opposite of fast food, and it consists of well-prepared, well-grown food. Now, let's think about this.
Communal style, is that supposed to be family style?
Yeah.
Like saying family is somehow offensive because, you know, someone might not have a family, and therefore they would be offended or hurt.
Well, what if someone doesn't have a commune?
I'm offended. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
But have you eaten, and I mean, I can't remember the last time I did, but I've eaten at places that were family style where you ate with people who were not members of your family.
Right.
I've eaten at places that were very slow.
Oh, no. Let's not go there yet.
Okay.
Let's go with this part right here. And that is, now, again, Chase, to interject your children into that situation. I mean, how would that go if you sit down at some, I think the name of the place was Po' Folks. You ever eaten it?
Oh, I've heard of that. I've heard of Po' Folks. I've never eaten at one, but
as a Bill Anderson had a piece of that because that was, you know, his song was called Po' Folks. And you would sit at a long table with strangers,
mm-hmm.
and they'd pass the food around.
There are barbecue places where, you know, you could do that, but the food is not there.
Yeah.
I mean, we ate at a restaurant. It was in Vicksburg, Mississippi. This was a long time ago. It was in an old house, basically. And you go in and you sit down, and they bring you bowls of food, and you pass it around the table.
Yep.
It sounds a lot kind of like the bed and breakfast experience.
Well, you see, now
you have to equate it to something. You know what I mean, though?
But you know what you're getting into there. If you just pull up to a restaurant and you're not sure what's going on. Now, where's this guy's restaurant again?
Well, now, this guy wrote a book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the idea, first of all, because I found this out about myself, and I don't want to paint with such a broad brush that I think everybody is like me. But,
thank God.
But I...
hasn't left yet, Scott.
Well, no, he's getting his shot. He's getting his shots in now.
Yeah.
So,
lest
I am not here to defend myself.
Yeah, right. Okay. So people aren't like you. Yeah.
No, and actually, the world is better off because of that. He knew I would agree with him.
Yeah.
The idea of sitting down and having a meal in courses.
Yeah.
And we did that at a very nice restaurant one time, and I guess I had not mentally prepared myself for just how long it was going to take.
Sure.
And after a while, I really was thinking, I'm just ready to get this over.
Oh, now, some places with courses, have you ever eaten at Benihana?
Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Chop that food up in front of you. Hello?
How about Moms on East 25th Street?
I was just about to talk about Moms. Moms was that way. They were on 25th Street, and actually a long time ago, it's Jack, and Jack and I went to school together, but I think maybe my senior year, we had time that we could actually go down there and eat during lunch hour. But you would go in.
Good grief, and get back?
Yeah. You could. Well, it's a smaller town.
I know.
Yeah. But you would go in, you would sit down, and it was home-cooked meals. And basically, you know, you sat down with whoever happened to be there, and you just ate until the food was gone. And that was really a neat time. But, you know, we do have something that is its equivalent right now.
Which is?
Cruise ships.
That's true. You're sort of you're put at a table with other people.
Because when you said bed and breakfast, I'm going, oh, yeah, that's great, because I want to sit down with Harry who sells Glockenspiel whatevers, and I want to hear about how many Glockenspiels did you sell in eastern Iowa last month?
Mr. snores loudly from the next room.
Yeah, that too. I mean, again, and that's what's so wonderful about a cruise is you get to sit down with a bunch of strangers, you know, wearing polyester shirts and going, oh, so what do you do for a living?
Although, if you have enough children, you don't have to sit with any strangers at all.
That part of my
fill up your whole table.
That's right. Could go do that. That's That's what
monopolize
made,
it.
That's what made Disney rich. Hey, if you're making taters tonight, here's your second little. Eat the purple kind.
Oh, really?
Yeah, them little roasting taters, you know, several.
Sorry, the sun's in my eyes.
Oh, okay. She came into my room.
I thought she was in the studio with you because it sounded like you had a second open mic.
Yeah. She came in to play in here.
It's just more fun in here.
She is not conditioned to talk to a blank wall yet.
I mean, I suppose
she needs to work on her antisocial.
Yeah. I could do it. I asked his permission. I asked if it was okay for me to come in.
She says, is it okay for me to come in here? And I went, yeah. That's fine.
It feeds my soul to be with other people.
That's it. Yeah.
But she didn't say it feeds your soul to be with Scott.
No. You know, this is the best she could do. Yeah. Because she can't even go into your room because it's barely got a microphone in it anymore.
I'm just afraid of ending up in the dark watching him drink coffee again.
Yeah, never happen again. That's good. So anyway, them little roasting taters, you know, that come in several colors like your red, your white, and your yellow, and your brown, and your purple.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nutritionally, the red, white, and yellow taters, pretty similar, but those purple ones are superior. Like blueberries, they have those purple spuds, they have some more antioxidants in them to help protect your brain against age-related disease. Mm-hmm.
I think, is this true? Don't potatoes have as much vitamin C as like an orange?
They have a lot of vitamin C, but the problem is, you know, you can't really squeeze the potato juice out.
It's not near as good at breakfast.
I want a big chunky cup of potato juice.
Yeah,
that's what I drink every day.
Tater juice. So the bad news from a new State Farm survey is that a third of teen drivers admit to sending or reading texts while driving.
The other two-thirds are lying.
Yeah. The good news is that teens in general seem to have a greater awareness of the danger of texting and driving. 4 out of 5 say that they have scolded a driver for texting. Really? And maybe the most...
Well, you know why? Because that's the hypocrisy. Because I have the ability to text and drive, but you're an idiot because you're texting and driving.
Right.
Hey, man, I'm riding in your car. Be a little more careful, considerate of the others. But I guarantee you they would do something like that and then go do it themselves.
You could kill me by doing
that's
that.
That's just self-preservation kicking in is all that is.
So that's what they say. They are It says here that they are, in fact, embracing the idea of designated texters.
What?
So what? You're going to cram 5 giggly teenage girls in a car and one person holds 5 phones?
No, what I want to know is, can it not wait?
Absolutely not.
No, absolutely not. Under no circumstances can it wait.
I mean, come on.
That's postponing gratification. You cannot do that.
Because if Callie, Hallie, Allie, and Maddie, and whoever else are all in the car together, and
Jenny, there's got to be a Jenny.
And one of their
maybe,
little friends says something that offends both or all of them, then that response need not wait. And OMG, she put it on Facebook too, and I can't believe her.
Yeah, so that's it. Yeah. So, no, you can't. But I appreciate your thinking that you could. But here's my other thought, is you really want to give your phone to someone else to text anything they want to?
Oh, well, no, I have been a texter. I've been a, what's the word?
Designated
Shotgun texter before.
Okay. Yeah.
It depends if the person's trustworthy, I guess.
Well, that's the thing. It takes is one mean-spirited kid, and of course, they don't exist any place.
Oh, well, I'm a very slow texter. Usually I stick to what people tell me to text.
Okay, well, but that's the other thing, is once you've got that phone, you know, if Billy Ray is, you know, texting her, you could get her in a heap of trouble.
Well, especially if you have designs on Billy Ray.
Yeah, exactly.
And what's the big deal with texting anyway? What happened to actually calling people and talking with a voice?
Listen, you are so archaic.
Good grief. You sound like you're Scott's age.
I'd rather somebody called me and talked to me.
Nah.
You know, don't text me and say,
what happened to talking to the neighbors over the fence?
Yeah, that ain't gonna
happen. I can't even see my neighbors because the fence is too damn high.
Oh.
I gotta walk all the way out there. Yeah.
This Saturday is the back-to-school sale at Complete Nutrition. Buy any Complete Nutrition product and receive 15% off your purchase. That's right, you'll receive 15% off your entire purchase at Complete Nutrition. And that's not it. The first 100 customers will receive a free 2-pound tub of protein. Products like CTS 360, Natron HGX, 3-Test Oxo, and Adrenalize are 15% off. This Saturday is the time to buy if you want to shape up for the school year. It's this Saturday only, and this back-to-school sales event is only good while supplies last. So hurry into Complete Nutrition and stock up on the best weight loss and muscle-building products on the market. And get your free tub of protein.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath and Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. As a result, each of their customers has peace of mind because they know their family and possessions are safe from our harsh Texas weather. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. Ask for a free roofing estimate today. Call 855-5-MY-ROOF. There really is no other choice but America's Choice Roofing. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-569-7663. America's Choice.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
8:51, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to put my two cents in on the designated texter.
Please.
Man, I own Agman Remodeling, and it seems more and more of my customers like to communicate via text. And I'm on the road a lot, so generally I'll have my helper that are riding with me reply to text for me. I think it's a good idea. You know, I've always been against texting and driving. My brother was hurt really bad in a texting and driving accident. So,
yeah, well, good. Listen, I appreciate you sharing that. You know, and again, one of the reasons I got the phone I have is it has a talk to text, which does a fairly good job.
I like riding with Jamie when she's in the passenger seat and just basically making her my mobile secretary.
Sure.
And say, especially when you send me a text message, because those are always entertaining because you use talk to text and you just never know what you're going to get from Scott.
It's kind of a potluck deal.
Because she looks at it and she's, what did he say?
Yes. You were going to say something?
Oh, I was going to say one good thing about text, I guess,
that
gentleman put into my head was that too, with when someone texts you, you do get to have that information permanently there. So if you know, if they call you and you forget what they said, but if they texted it, then
I like that. Yeah, I do. I really do. All right. So here we go. We know that puppies, little dogs are called puppies and little cats are called kittens and little
kids are called brats.
That's right. There you go.
Yes. I can say that because I have one.
Yeah.
And he can be.
But what is a puggle? Do you know what a puggle is?
Oh, I think I know.
All right, well, go ahead.
It's half pug and half poodle.
No, it's actually
half pug and half beagle.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
my
it's
bad.
It's a baby something. Do you know what a puggle is? A baby platypus is a puggle.
Oh, how cute. Yeah.
And it hatches from an egg.
That's right. A baby possum, do you know what that's called?
Mean.
Mini rat?
Same thing. Mini rat. Same thing as a kangaroo. It's a joey.
Yeah.
Well, they're both marsupials.
That's right. A baby armadillo is called a
armadillito.
No, pup.
Rabid.
Oh, a pup.
Yeah. A baby oyster. I like this.
It's called lunch.
Yeah. It's called spat. A spat.
Yeah. Like your shoe?
Yeah, I guess so. Spelled the same way.
Spat, huh?
Yep. A turkey.
Chick.
Pullet.
Dang.
Pullet. Yep. A quail.
Chick.
Close. It's a cheaper.
A cheaper.
A cheaper.
Oh, is that C-H-E-E-P-E-R?
Uh-huh, it is.
Aww.
A baby cockroach.
Gross.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, a nymph?
Very. Why did you know that?
No, I attended a lecture.
Oh, that's right, you did.
It was, yeah. Well, this was a different lecture.
Oh, okay.
It was about, but you know what? I found a cockroach in my house the other day. You know how you can tell the difference between a German cockroach and American cockroach?
The one has a little mustache? I don't know.
The language they speak?
What?
One has an affinity for bratwurst.
The German cockroaches have a sunburst pattern on their, I don't remember the name of it, but it's like that little portion of their head, the back, uh-huh. Under their head where its neck should be.
Yeah.
Has a sunburst pattern.
Really?
Mm. Yep.
I don't care. I just kill them all.
Yeah. The American cockroach.
He's not a racist.
Yeah. The American cockroach just sits to the side, waiting for the government to take care of it.
That's the Swedish cockroach.
Oh, okay. That. Well, it's getting to be the American cockroach.
French cockroach just rolls over on its back and surrenders.
Right. It gives up.
Spider. What a little spider is called? Called a spiderling.
Oh,
of course they are.
Sounds very Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, and a dinosaur is called either a juvenile.
It's called extinct.
A juvenile or a hatchling. So
okay.
Names of babies, see?
That was cute. I liked that, Scott.
Once again, one more reason why you listen, because you can go into the coffee bar today and go, well, did y'all see any nymphs at the house last night?
I was going to say, you know, that really gives a whole new definition to the word nymph.
It does. Yeah, I don't think that's what people were thinking.
No, that's not what they picture.
Yeah.
There's a really big sale at Half Price Books this Labor Day weekend.
20% off everything in the store.
It's everything you can haul to the counter, 20% off.
Store-wide, extra 20% off everything sale Thursday through Monday at Half Price Books.
20% off, yeah.
August is hot, hot, hot. But Rattlers has some cool specials to help get you through the August heat and keep your energy level up. 5-hour energy shots, 2 for just $4. Keep your cool with Bluebell ice cream sandwiches, buy one, get one free. If you're thirsty after work, stop in and cool down with 12-packs of Bud Miller & Coors, only $9.99, and 12-packs of Bud Limeritas, only $10.99. Rattlers, your local one-stop store. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Hey, Jen, what's that on your Subway sub?
It's yummy avocado, a superfood.
Superfood? Will it give me laser vision?
Will it give me super strength?
Ooh, will I be able to fly?
Ooh, I want to fly.
I want to fly. Can
I
have
some?
Listen, it's super good and it's super mine.
Super possessive.
Super uncalled for.
Super stingy.
Get your own turkey with avocado at Subway. Tender turkey with avocado and spinach. Or add avocado to your favorite sub. It's avocado season only at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
Head to Subway and try the Black Forest Ham, Egg, and Cheese with Spinach, featured $5 footlong of August. It's a fresh spin on a Subway favorite, now with Spinach, the super good superfood. Plus, it's available all day. This August only, the Black Forest Ham, Egg, and Cheese with Spinach joins our many $5 footlongs, like the BLT and Veggie Delight. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus, applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
8:57, News Talk 1620, WTAW. South Carolina woman is facing child negligence charges after she allegedly spotted giving her 4-year-old shots of beer at a bar.
Oh.
At a bar? I mean, the baby's already in the bar? Is that what that's about?
Yeah, the problems really begin there, if you think about it.
The woman busted following the incident at McHale's Irish Pub in Fort Mill, South Carolina.
Good on you, lass.
Yeah, that's it. According to the authorities, a bar patron said he saw the woman give her child...
I bet his last name was Murphy.
Could be. About 3 shots of beer. probably in the afternoon. Yeah, it was Murphy. Yeah, at an Irish bar. Probably right. The boy told deputies that the drink tasted funny and made him laugh a lot.
Beer, NyQuil, what's the difference?
Yeah. And he's a 4-year-old. He said that 1-year-old, the girl next to him was really hot, too.
That's right.
So there you
she
go.
Got better looking as the That's afternoon went by.
Go. Yeah.
Oh,
God. Okay, so now we know that technology has come a long way over the years. According to Google, just one action taken on its search engine by a single user uses the computing power of the entire Apollo space mission. Don't know if it's true or not.
And yet we landed on the moon with that.
Yes, we did. That's how we got there. And 54% of parents say that they give their kids an allowance. The average amount is $65 a month.
What? I didn't get an allowance.
Most parents say that their kids earn their allowance by doing chores at least an hour a week.
We make our daughter do chores.
I understand, but does she get $65 a month?
No. We tell her she gets
like a dollar a week.
No, we tell her she gets free room and board.
Yeah, I hear that. All right, this date in history, 1885, Gottlieb Daimler patented the world's first.
I believe it's Daimler.
Yeah, Daimler.
Daimler.
What are we going to do when you leave, Chase?
Yeah, well, we'll just pronounce it.